look, this has gotten so far out of control. I can't even breathe because it's happened that quick. And one of the things that, despite the photo now, and I don't know if any if your listeners are would be aware of, is that there's been a retraction from a newspaper in Sydney, and there was never any mention of the photos that were taken with Sam attached to the devastating fires that are currently that have been burning for nearly a week. And that's the frustrating part for me and for the guy that took the photo and even the little guy that took the footage on the mobile phone, you know, Braden, he's a top little kid, and we're all sort of feeling it now and sort of like, where's this happened? It's snowballed, Alex.
So Dave, you know, it's I think the biggest hit on YouTube in the last couple of days has been you and Sam and feeding that water to Sam. You've been on NBC Today Show, I think everyone's. But what's happened, it's galloped out where people have said you've now kind of pretended you were in last Saturday's fire. Is that what's happened?
And that's how the media's portrayed it. The Delburn Complex fire, if the viewers would look at the front of the Herald Sun, it says Gippsland, Mirvu North. Nowhere near the fires that were going on. The Delburn Complex fire was the original fire that attracted all the media attention, that went through and took all the houses out in Ballara. It was devastating. It was the biggest fire in the state at the time. So it attracted. And we were putting in control and containment lines, like I've said it all along, to stop fire, and she appeared out of nowhere, and she was burnt, result of the fire that we're putting in for the containment lines. And look, I've never had anything to do with the media before, Alex, and I tell you, how they drive it has made me a little bit more open to the world.
So, you know, it was convenient to attach it to the tragedy on Saturday, Dave. And you feel, look, that's not the truth.
The thing was, I've checked with my CFA media people. I have done everything down the line. It's gotten into, and I won't mention their name for legal reasons, and they have got it and ran with it, and it's just gone crazy. She was still a victim of the Delburn fires. The controls and the containment lines were put in. We had crazy fires up in the Strzelecki's here. It went through and took out 30 houses in Ballara. But all of a sudden, the media have gone, oh, my goodness, there's no death attached to this koala photo. And they've backtracked. And I find that absolutely appalling. It just seems that there's got to be an attachment of death to highlight this. And even we're all just now, we're just chuffed with how it's just gone out of control. And it's just been frenzied by the media.
Well, can I just say, as a member of the media, you know, what I can see in this is a guy, a gorgeous woofy bloke, Dave, if I can call you that, doing his job, seeing a koala, and I mean, it is quite an extraordinary thing that you do, and I can see why people are so touched with it. So, you know, when it happened, let's not worry about that. It's just what you did, and it's beautiful.
Look, Alex, it wouldn't have mattered whether it was me or any other one of my members of my CFA family. That's what we do. Now, there's guys up there doing stuff far greater than what we did feeding a koala. You know, there's guys up there to put their lives on the line. This was just innocently done. And the big thing here is the video footage that young Braden took off my phone was I don't even know how it was texted. It was Bluetooth. I don't even know how to Bluetooth. People saw it that I showed it to.
And this is what's on YouTube now, Dave.
Yep, and the thing was I never gave any permission. It was never in, and it just, I don't even know how it even got onto YouTube, Alex. I don't even know how to do that sort of stuff. I mean, I'm as dumb as dog doo-doo when it comes to doing stuff like that, if I can use that. It's just got out of hand. It's just been a little bit hard for us guys that were up in, that were all, you know, the guy that, you know, Dallas that got the water bottle.
Yeah.
That went into the. It was just so innocent.
Well, this is. I think this is just awful if you've been hurt by this, because I suppose it's, you know, it's just become this sort of symbol of, out of this devastation and tragedy. We look at stories like this, and I think we just look at it in its own right, like that, Dave, of a good bloke doing the right thing and having such a result, and that's what we're responding. So you know, don't be too hard, and let's we're putting the record straight now. This is going across Victoria.
Yeah. Look, if I can just say before I go that that as long as people know that they, the people who have been watching the news will know that the Delburn Complex fire threatened Moomba North, it threatened Ballara, and it destroyed 30 people's homes in Ballara. So, and it was a concern, and I've even said to people, ring my CFA media. They'll confirm exactly what I'm telling you. That fire was still of concern on the day, on the Saturday, when everything went burned to custard for the state, and it still broke out and caused a lot of grief in and around Moomba North and Ballara on that day in question. So it wasn't all beer and Skittles with that fire, even though it was played down, only for the fact that I don't believe it had the death component attached to it, Alex.
Dave, I've seen comments like, give this guy his own wildlife show.
No, I want to disappear apart. You know, I've put my family through this, and as I said all along, it was innocently done. Yeah. I've had cameras chucked in my face. I want to just disappear back to my home.
Really? Has it got that bad, Dave?
It has, Alex, because the media's absolutely made a mess of it, I believe, and so does everyone else. I've spoken to my coordinators within the CFA, and not saying you guys. You guys done a top job because you get to stick. Even the people in my hometown who know me know that it was taken in Moomba North, and it's just, as I said, it just became a frenzy, and they've backed off wrong information, and everyone hasn't. And the phone calls I've taken, I've gone into damage control. Something.
Okay.
Shot.
Well, look at this. I'm going to play this exactly as it is tonight. You put the record straight, and as you say, you never ever wanted it in any other way.
Never intended to be any other way. It was just innocently done for my daughter, my 11-year-old daughter Cheyenne. I have a love for the environment. I've always said that. Even if it had been a snake or a blue-tongued lizard on the, I would have done exactly the same. Would have made no difference to me, Alex.
Sam, Dave, I believe Sam's found love.
She has. Look, on a brighter note, I mean, I don't want your listeners going out and sort of wanting to sort of bust up fence posts and things. She's got a partner who's also a victim of the fires, and his name is Bob, and named after Bob Irwin, so...
Well, Dave, look, we sent on this heading into Valentine's Day. You enjoy the time with your family, look, you're a good bloke doing a job, and I'm sorry that you've got this. It's been twisted for you, but the record's set straight tonight, and we send you lots of love. You've given the world a lot of joy, Dave. So
look, I hope people still continue to get joy out of it, because at the end of the day, it was done during firefighting operations. Yeah. Let me say that again, Moomba North.
and in a time of such sadness, we thank you for that, Dave, and you're a good bloke. I hope you don't mind me calling you a boofy bloke.
No, I love everybody, Alex. I love you, even though I haven't met you.
go well and safely, Dave, and thanks so much.
Alex, bye-bye.
Bye.